I'm wondering if there's any way to get at the thinking of CEOs of top Russian companies, you know, in the environment that they're in right now, the situation they're in. How frustrated are they with Putin, or are they in lockstep, and do they have any recourse here?
Well, they're all just cursing because, you know, Putin's promise to them at the very beginning of his presidency is, you know, no more chaos. It was chaotic before Putin. Yeltsin, the previous president, governed with hyperinflation, with debt defaults, with horrifying standard of living. And Putin came in and said, I'm going to make everything predictable and we're all going to make a lot of money. That was his big pitch to everybody. And and also he said, and you have to have me because anyone else, there'll be chaos again. And so to the extent that his presidency requires support from anybody, and I'm not sure it really does anymore. I think it's, you know, it doesn't really matter what people think of him, but to the extent that people, to the extent it does matter, people are furious. I mean, if you're a multi-billionaire Russian oligarch, you know, you were living large, you know, with yachts and airplanes and villas and paparazzi and football teams. And all of a sudden, you know, you're considered to be, you know, associated with a war criminal now, having your assets frozen. I mean, nobody can possibly support that. And the Russian people can't support that either, because now all of a sudden, you know, Russia, you mentioned the word earlier in our conversation, recession. I think that this is going to lead to a Russian depression. I can't imagine how the stranglehold doesn't really drive the GDP down like 20%, 25%. It's remarkable, all the steps that are being taken right now.